Hill Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. I'm going to be talking today with Rachel Fields, a licensed clinical social worker and director of the operations at the Human Service Center in Randolph County. Rachel, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I always say it doesn't help to complain, so... Just go with it. Obviously, today we're going to, we're in the midst of probably something that nobody living has really gone through, as far as at least extensively as we're going through it, in this, referring to the lockdown for the, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We've been hearing a lot about the medical aspects of it, what people can do to try to limit their exposure to what they can do to try to help prevent them from getting it or continuing to spread it around to others. The other aspect of it hasn't actually been a lot of conversation. I'm starting to hear more now, but still not a lot on the mental aspect of the quarantine. I mean, and the virus itself. I mean, that's got to have an impact on people.
Absolutely. You know, and in our new area or our new lifestyle, I guess, that involves social distancing and in some instances, quarantining of people, it just promotes sometimes a feeling of isolation, which can increase symptoms of depression and anxiety. You know, currently we're seeing a lot of anxiety just revolving around the unknown. You know, people are feeling like they're not really in control of their circumstances, which is definitely anxiety producing for some. You know, and I just cannot reiterate enough that Human Service Center is here to meet the community's needs. We are still seeing clients during this time. We are handling client care a little differently. We are using telehealth platforms. The most predominant is Zoom. We are doing some phone sessions for individuals that are not able to access the Zoom platform. We are still accepting new clients at this time. People just need to call our main number, 618-282-6233, to be connected with a clinician who can address any mental health concerns that they're experiencing or help them find any resources that they might need. It's very important during this time to just be understanding of one another and understand that everyone reacts differently. We might see various reactions during this time of social distancing and isolation. You know, some people might not really be affected at all, whereas some people, like I said, might be experiencing severe anxiety and depression. But, you know, there are some things, too, that folks can do at home to help take care of their mental health.
Rachel, I'll tell you what, before we get into that, let's go ahead and take a quick break here, and we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. And this is The People Speak, talking today with Rachel from the Human Service Center, talking about the effect the quarantine can have on mental health. You know, this in addition, like I said, we've heard a lot about the physical aspects of the virus, but not a lot on the mental aspects of the virus and how the quarantine affects people. You were talking about some things, I guess, that people could do.
Yes. So there's some ways that people can take care of themselves while at home. You know, just number one, I can't say it enough, just try to stay positive. The best post that I've seen on Facebook says to kind of retrain your brain to think a little bit, you know, and not not so much that you're stuck at home, but that you're safe at home. And, you know, taking breaks from the news is important because you just need to walk away sometimes, do something else, take care of your body. There's such a huge correlation between the mind and body connection, and a healthy body does lead to better mental health outcomes. Some easy exercises to do at home, just some deep breathing if you are feeling anxious or worried or stressed. Eating a healthy, well-balanced diet will also help because, again, it helps strengthen that mind-body connection. And regular exercise, just taking walks or even just going and sitting outside, just, again, taking that break from reading the news or watching the news. You know, it's very important that we're of what's happening around us, but it's also important that we're taking care of our physical and mental health. And just ensuring that you get the adequate amount of sleep and that you're participating in activities that you enjoy. You know, this can be also seen as an opportunity to learn a new hobby or work on an existing hobby or a project that you might not have had time for before COVID. And just try to keep a normal daily routine. You know, shower every day, get dressed every day. Set daily goals for yourself. Even small goals will help you feel a sense of accomplishment while you're in quarantine or while you're isolated. Reach out to others. Jeff and I were just talking about all of the ways that you can use the Zoom platform. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we're using it for our telehealth at Human Service Center. But Zoom can also be used to reach out to friends and family so that you can see them and you can hear them. There's other apps that people have found helpful during this time. There's a Marco Polo app. There's always Skype and FaceTime. Just make sure that during this time of isolation that you're not distancing yourself from human contact, because that's so important, especially during this time. And just, you know, as a community, as friends, as neighbors, we just need to be checking on each other and encouraging each other through this time.
One thing that I've read also people can do as far as, I mean, obviously, you know, this can affect anyone, you know, but especially those that are already struggling with mental health issues. One thing it says that, to kind of help, is people need to make, you know, they need to be sure why they're being, okay, in this situation, why they're being quarantined, which we know that, and mm-hmm. how long is it expected to last, which is really unknown at this point. And that's, you know,
absolutely. And that's where a lot of the fear and anxiety and stress is coming from, is just the unknown, you know, not knowing how long this is going to last. But again, just being aware of your physical health, listening to your body. If you are experiencing symptoms, contacting the health department, contacting your primary care provider in order to ensure that your physical health needs are met and that you're doing everything you can to stay healthy. You know, as hard as this social distancing is, it's also very vital to us and, you know, vital to other people within our community to help keep them safe and healthy as well. Something that was released by the state on Saturday that we will also be putting out a press release on our Facebook page is the Call for Calm line. It was launched Saturday, and basically what that is, it helps individuals that are in need of mental health services to reach out to somebody to talk, and all people have to do is text TALK, T-A-L-K, to 552-020, and they will be contacted by a mental health clinician within 24 hours.
Okay. And that number, what was that again, that 55 that they're texting to?
Sure. It's 552-020, and all you have to do is text the word TALK, T-A-L-K.
Okay.
And that is something that's an initiative by the state that was just launched Saturday.
Right. I mean, and obviously, it can't replace sitting down face to face with someone talking back and forth, but it's better than not communicating at all. I mean, we have to maintain communication.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's such a stigma around mental health, which is why I am so grateful for this opportunity to talk to the community today. Mental health and mental health crises and just symptoms of, of just depression and anxiety are normal during this time. You know, just because you are feeling those things does not mean that there is something wrong with you. Like I said, it's a normal reaction to our circumstances right now, and it's okay to reach out for help. That's what we're here for. We also have an after-hours crisis line, and that number is 888-855-0034. And that is for people that are experiencing extreme symptoms, so they're in mental health crisis. But the important thing to recognize about that as well, again, is look out for your friends and for others in the community and just be aware of where they are and how they are processing this COVID pandemic. And, you know, just be able to direct them to the resources so that we can get them the help that they need.
Right. It's just staying in contact, basically staying in touch. And letting know people, you know, that you're there, and giving them, you know, information such as this. If someone hears this number and knows someone else who is struggling, you know, they can pass that information on to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, just using, you know, this time of social media, and it just presents us with so many opportunities to stay connected to others, and just, you know, it's so important now during social distancing and for those that are quarantined to maintain that connection with others.
Another area that I've noticed and I've heard and kind of felt it myself, actually, since I have seasonal allergies, when we are out in the vicinity of people, maintaining the 6-foot rule, but still out, like maybe going to the store to pick up groceries and that. You know, I mean, if you have seasonal allergies, you're going to cough, you might sneeze. I saw a post on Facebook that kind of summed it up. You know, it says allergy season has now become the Salem witch trials. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, it's creating a stigma. How would people deal with that?
Well, I think, you know, again, just recognizing, again, and being tolerant and knowing that different people have different reactions to things. I think during this time, everybody's awareness is a little bit heightened. People that are usually calm, you might see them being a little bit more on edge during this time. So I think just taking the precautions, you know, following the public health department's recommendations, the CDC's recommendations, and the World Health Organization recommendations. You know, when you go out in public, if you have a mask available to you, use a mask. If you don't, you know, I've seen people with bandanas. People are using homemade masks. I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I saw someone using a towel. So, you know, if you are concerned about your own health, as you should be, you know, just taking the measures to safeguard when you're out in public, you know, utilizing the hand sanitizer and washing your hands regularly, just anything to keep your body safe as well.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Rachel from the Human Service Center here on the People Speak, and we'll be back right after this.
Get your questions and comments in at 443-2121. 877-443-1230. The People Speak.
Welcome back. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. Talking again with Rachel Fields, licensed clinical social worker and director of operations at the Human Service Center, and talking about mental health during this quarantine and COVID-19 pandemic. I guess that there's still a stigma attached with seeking mental help, as much as we try to counter that. But at what point should someone say, okay, I need to talk to someone? What I need to talk to a counselor?
So, you know, definitely if the worry or the stress or the anxiety, or, you know, if somebody is experiencing symptoms of depression that are keeping them from just being able to enjoy life, if they are impacting their daily functioning. And I know that rings true for a lot of people right now due to the quarantine, due to COVID and the social distancing. But if you feel that, you know, your life is being impacted by what you're experiencing, you know, please feel free to reach out. You know, like I said, we are still accepting new clients. We can be reached at our main number, which again is 618-282-2222. 6233. And I can't stress enough, we are here to support our community. We provide an array of services, you know, from adolescent to adult. We are in schools. We are here to serve you in the hospitals. We provide 24/7 crisis coverage for both Randolph and Washington counties. We have offices in Chester, Redbud, Sparta, and Oakville. We provide services to adults with developmental disabilities. And we also have a 24/7 supervised housing program for adults with serious mental illness. So we serve a wide array of people and provide a wide array of services. So please, if your mental health symptoms are just impacting your functioning in a negative way, or if you just need someone to talk to, we're here for you, and we want you to reach out.
One thing I remember, everyone's going to be a little bit sad that this is going on, but when that sadness then starts enveloping more of your life and causing more problems, depression is not just sadness.
Correct. Depression is ongoing. And you're right, Jeff. You know, most people at some point in their life will experience some form of just being depressed. But depression is different in that it just impairs you in a way that you cannot enjoy activities. You might be eating too much, eating too little, sleeping too much, sleeping too little, just not able to function or just enjoy life or enjoy activities or interactions. You know, but we really urge people to not wait until it gets to the point that it's that debilitating. You know, if you are just experiencing excessive worry or, you know, you are feeling down and having trouble pulling out of it, please reach out to us.
And again, we can go with that too, as well as friends and family, keeping in touch.
Absolutely.
With people and helping them and, you know, making recommendations is like, okay, well, maybe you should talk to this person or, you know, talk to this counselor or something, just to put things in perspective for yourself and maybe kind of work through this.
Absolutely. You know, this is definitely not something that people should be tackling on their own, you know, and as far as the stigma involving mental health services, you know, like you said, Jeff, it is literally someone to talk to. It's that impartial person. It's that person to help you set goals if you are having trouble setting them on your own. It's that person to help link you to services or resources if you're unsure how to access them. You know, mental health, you know, we can also be seen as a bridge to other needed resources in a person's life.
Once again, what are some of those contacts they're able to call? You have the crisis hotline. You also have where they can text in as well.
We do. So our main number, again, is 618-282-6233. And that number rings to all of our offices. So no matter where you are in Randolph County, if you call that number, we can route you to a clinician. And then the number that was launched by the state, it's the text number. You text the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 552-020. And within 24 hours, you'll receive a call from a mental health clinician. And then our after-hours crisis number is 888-855-0034.
All right, Rachel, well, it sounds like we're out of time, but I do really appreciate you calling in today and filling us in on some of the things we can do as far as mental health during this quarantine and COVID-19.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Jeff.
All right, that will wrap things up for The People Speak today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.